Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. If it sounds like I'm out of breath, it's because I am. I'm breathless at what I just saw. I came into the studio here 15 minutes before the show. I'd been out on a very busy and very positive day to then discover what happened this afternoon in Washington, D.C. And I'm just stunned.
I watched the same video you're talking about, and stunned, I wasn't the word, outraged. I guess I shouldn't have been. I guess I should have expected this kind of thing to happen, but I honestly didn't.
I realized that there was the possibility. I suggested, as we spoke to some of these folks that were dancing at the Jefferson Memorial today, when we spoke to them, I did suggest that it was a possibility. This is D.C. I can't imagine this happening in New Hampshire, but this is D.C. This is the head of the police state. For those that don't know, the Jefferson Memorial dancing protest today was violently broken up by the police. Adam Kokesh, who we've had on this program, was body slammed.
He's a TV talk show pundit guy.
Right, AdamVersusTheMan.com.
He's on RT, the network.
Correct. He was body slammed. Others were arrested. They kicked out multiple camera people from the Jefferson Memorial, the supposed public space.
Right, and that's
wide open public space.
That, as far as I'm concerned, is the most outrageous of all the things that were done. I mean, I think that free people in America should be able to dance silently. It's not like these people had boom boxes or anything like
Nothing whatsoever.
Should be able to dance silently without bumping into people or anything like that at the Jefferson Memorial. None of these dancing was. The cops were creating the problem, not the people.
That's always how it happens when it comes to these issues of civil disobedience, of people doing disobedience on issues where there's no victim involved here. It's people dancing. And there's plenty of room. This is a huge place.
The people who were victimized, honestly, were the public. The cops kicked everybody out of here. The fact is,
yeah, they did. They didn't want anybody seeing what they were doing.
Where the freedom of the press exists. All the cameras were kicked out while they
including
threw people to the ground for dancing in the Jefferson Memorial.
Including the NBC affiliate that had shown up.
Yep.
They were kicked out as well. And I haven't seen all of the video yet. Again, I just stumbled into this right as I come into the studio. I said, oh, yeah, Mark.
I've seen all the video, but I haven't seen all the videos.
There's more than one, at least. I mean, I counted probably at least six people with cameras. So there's going to be plenty of video that's going to be hitting the net. And there's already at least two that we've found. I posted it over at freekeen.com if you want to go take a look at this for yourself.
Keen is spelled K-E-E-N-E.
It's spelled either way. Doesn't matter. So just go to freekeen.com. You'll find that there. Wow. I'm breathless at this. This is so sick. Let me just put this in perspective. There in this video, and I'll play some of the audio here in a moment. I mean, I haven't even seen the whole thing, but I want to put this audio on the air because of what these police are doing. There are two people just kind of slowly dancing in place with each other after they're told that dancing is against the rules.
The cops did warn them, and I guess to give some backstory here, there was a situation a couple of years ago where a gal and actually several friends went to the Jefferson Memorial at like midnight on a Saturday to, and it was on Jefferson's birthday, to dance expressively to their own little headphones about whatever it was that came to their mind for Thomas Jefferson. A little homage for Thomas Jefferson. The Park Service comes out there and says, you folks are weird. Get out of here. Mm. And they're like, basically everybody stopped dancing. The cops gave them some trouble. And this girl essentially asked too many questions. She was arrested for dancing, and the court case came down recently. But essentially she was arrested for asking too many questions. The judge said, and I understand the ruling that they made, but the fact is, it seems to me that in a free country, you should be able to dance expressively without bumping into people, without making a bunch of noise in a public place. I'm not saying I'm interested in doing such a thing, but I think you should be able to do that. Because if you can't express yourself in a public place, we're not talking about whipping it out. We're just talking about dancing, without bumping into people.
And I'm sorry,
if you can't do that, then they can stop it on the sidewalk. They can stop it in front of courthouses. They can stop it anywhere. This is a public
place. And they will. And they will. And that's what his, that's what this judge's, this man in the robe, that's what his ruling essentially meant, was that they can just stop you from doing whatever it is that they want to stop you from doing in any place that is supposedly run by the government. This is not just some, this, his ruling wasn't just something that applied to dancing. He was backing up what those cops did to that young lady who was dancing by saying, look, we can do whatever we want to you. That's essentially what that ruling said. And today, they did whatever they wanted.
On public property, the public officials can decide what is freedom of expression and what isn't, and where it's appropriate. Here in a free country, you no longer have free speech, just so you understand.
Did we ever have free speech?
There are a lot of cases, a lot of indications that no. But, I mean, there are people listening right now that are going to, that would say, well, you know, you boys can get on the radio and say whatever the heck you want because we got freedom of speech in this country. And honestly, you're wrong.
There are so many parts of this video that, again, I've seen one video in full, the other one only in part. But there are so many of them that are so outrageous and so despicable, it's just, I'm feeling like I haven't eaten in a little bit, and I'm feeling kind of sick just thinking about this. It's just horrible what these people do. There are these two folks that are dancing in the video, very quietly, nicely with one another, not in some sort of salacious manner or anything like that.
Not dirty dancing.
Right? Not that I would care either way. But,
well, if they're good at it.
So, and the police actually just grabs this person, one of them, they grab them, and they tell them that you can't dance here. I'll play the exact audio. You'll hear their exact quotes here in a moment. Just watching the police separate two people who obviously care about each other from dancing with one another. It's just so sick. Well, it's so twisted.
You know, I've got to agree with you, but I think for me the biggest, the worst part was when he shoves the camera from the guy who's video game. This isn't just some cheap camera either. This isn't some, you know, this is some guy with a real piece of equipment. Not that it matters. It really shouldn't matter at all.
Well, there's several worst parts to this, including the part where they take Adam Kokesh and throw him to the ground without
a real
warning.
Live DDT body slam kind of thing.
It was, it's just so crazy. It's, the video's up at freekeen.com, 1-800-259-9231. I'm just going to start the audio here, just so we can get this out here, because it's crazy. So a cop shows up with his bike helmet, and his first question...
Is there somebody that's leading y'all here, or y'all just...
Okay, very important question, and that's why the cop asks. And indeed, somebody raised their hand, which was a mistake, but in my opinion. And this cop is looking to find somebody he can focus on, somebody he can threaten, somebody he can arrest as an icon of status, if you will. Yep. Because if they arrest the so-called leader, then that's a, you know, that's one of their tactics. They believe that everything is organized in the way that they are.
Sure, it's a top-down hierarchical kind of thing, and
there's a chief, and there's lieutenants, and there's so on and so forth, all the way down the line.
Chop the head off, and you kill the snake.
Right, so that's what his tactic is here. We'll continue. Is this the group of you? So another tactic that they do is they want to treat individuals as though they're a group. And so if one person in the group does something, then other people can be held responsible. Or if something is, for instance, told to one member of the group, they then believe that everyone in the group has been informed. This happened to us here in Keene, New Hampshire, when a dozen of us were arrested for so-called trespassing at the local jail. At one point, some jail guard came out and allegedly said, "Y'all can't be here. You need to go." Or something like that.
A man whose nickname is Mumbles.
And I did not hear him. I was very far away. I had no idea he had communicated anything. Yet I was arrested as though I had been warned. And it was essentially ruled in court that, well, because this guy uttered something within earshot of someone in the group, that therefore I must have known. Certainly the word would have gotten to me because the group is a collective and we're all communicating
with
one
another.
No such
thing as a group. There are people.
It's just a bunch of nonsense. But this just really shows you the way these coercionists, these men with badges, the government bureaucrats, the way they think. So 800-259-9231. We'll play some more of this audio here from today. The video's up at freekeen.com of the police brutally busting up people who were dancing at the Jefferson Memorial today in Washington, D.C. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi,
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 800-259-9231. Though right now, police brutality, the destruction of freedom of speech in America, that's certainly the topic at hand. 800-259-9231. We also invite you to our website. All the features on the site we give to you free. So those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites, we do it free over at freetalklive.com. So go and enjoy those features there. If actually you get to control the content of the website. So you find something online you think's interesting, you think our listeners might enjoy, you just submit it at freetalklive.com, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you suggest. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Once again, the number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Multiple activists, liberty activists, arrested today in Washington, D.C., at the Jefferson Memorial. Now, I've never been to the Jefferson Memorial, so I wasn't familiar with it. So this is the first video footage I've ever seen of it. This place is fairly large.
It's big.
There's a lot of open space here. It's not packed full of people or anything like that. And so it's not like people who were dancing at the Jefferson Memorial were running into anybody. They had plenty of room to engage in their dancing. And there was this protest today where folks came out to dance silently at the Jefferson Memorial in protest of what a man in a robe had ruled, that apparently that could be essentially illegal to dance at the Jefferson Memorial.
Right, this wasn't breakdancing where one's flailing about or anything like that. This is was started by a couple who was dancing to get back and forth, kind of doing the high school shuffle, you know, where you hold each other top and bottom there and kind of swing back and forth.
Mm-hmm. So we're actually, we have some of the audio here, and I'm going to play some more of it before we jump into your calls and thoughts, just to get you a little more of an idea of exactly what went down. So this bicycle helmet cop comes up to a group, a number of individuals standing together. He asks, who's the leader? Is this the group? So, and then he directs a threat to them.
So, group. All right. Give me your warnings. If you come out here and you demonstrate by dancing, you'll be placed under arrest.
If you come out here and demonstrate by dancing, you'll be placed under arrest.
Now, one of the people there is Adam Kokesh from Adam and the Man's television
show. Adam versus the Man.
Adam versus the Man. On RT. And he's an Iraq War veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, often people will say, well, you know, those boys are over there fighting for your freedoms.
Makes you wonder,
which freedom are we talking about? Yeah. Are we talking about the freedom of, you know, to be able to dance at a public place? It would seem to me that that's a freedom that Americans should have at a public place where their tax dollars go to fund this place, that they should be able to do that. Now,
you know,
I understand the point that the judge made on this ruling.
I don't know why you keep saying that.
I do understand it.
It's
understand
ludicrous.
Why he would make the point.
It's despicable.
You have to. The problem that is here is that it's government property.
Yeah. That
if the government is going to have property, then everybody has to pay for it. And if everybody has to pay for it, well, then they should be able to dance on it or speak or whatever. And that's
well,
not
I won't
work.
Be paying for it.
I mean, you're not going to be able to go to Area 51 and do the bebop down the hangar hallways.
Why would anybody want to pay for a government like this? Why would anyone want to?
Well, there's a lot of people that really like it.
Let's continue here with some
of
this.
I think it's way out of control.
This is crazy, is what this is. Does everybody understand that?
Does everybody understand that?
Another common question from government bureaucrats is, do you understand? They want you to let them know that you have comprehended their order and that you will be a good little boy at that point.
Unless you live more than 50 miles away from the District of Columbia, you can spend the night, the weekend in jail.
The whole weekend?
Yes. Does everybody understand that?
Sir, that's illegal. What will we be charged with?
You are too far away from the city to allow citation to reappear. Therefore, they lock you up. They don't hold you before.
For what? What will we be charged with?
Violation. You'll find out.
What law is that?
We're not going to tell you what the law is, son.
Yep. Well, basically, we haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the answer, right?
I'm not going to interpret that. What that says to me is that, well, you know, we could just do whatever we want. You'll find out. You'll find out.
Yeah, that's right.
Is this a law enforcement officer? He apparently doesn't know which law or refuses to tell which law he's going to enforce.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know, Mark. See, he won't be held responsible. Like, even if he arrests these people and charges them with something and then they change the charge down the line,
yeah,
you know, he's not going to be held responsible for this. So he can just do whatever he wants. He can body slam whoever he wants. He can, I don't know if it was this guy that did the body slamming, but one of the cops.
The bicycle
certainly.
Helmet?
Was it the bicycle guy? Okay. So we'll continue here. Good question. question, by the way. If you're dancing in here, because remember, when you're dealing with the legal land, when you're dealing with the government, they are not necessarily speaking English, and the cops don't know all of the nuances of the legal system or anything like that. But dancing may not mean what you think it means. It may mean something different according to the government's definition. So who knows? It may be written very, very wide where they can look at anything, you know, a little shuffle of the feet. That could be dancing. Who knows?
You know, a friend of mine is in a wheelchair, and she has an issue where she's kind of rocks back and forth.
That could be dancing. Maybe someone with Parkinson's, they might be dancing
we
as well.
She was at an event, and the person was playing some rock and roll music, and apparently interpreted her rocking back and forth as headbanging, and made a big deal. So somebody could interpret this as dancing. Would they throw the person in the wheelchair in? And also, remember, this is Jefferson Memorial. There's school kids that run all over the place yelling and screaming and
sure.
and having a grand old time, which is fine by me. I think they should be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be clear here. These people are not being arrested because they're doing anything wrong. They're not being arrested because they're creating a disturbance. They're being arrested because the cops don't think that this is proper behavior. It's just a little weird to them.
Like, what is dancing? What if you're out of time? What can you make movements of bodies?
Whoa.
Dancing
hey.
Is movements of bodies.
Oh,
so
wait a second.
At this point, you've got two folks that have grabbed each other, and they've begun kind of a slow dance together. So the cops had begun to walk away, but there's another one that sees them doing this. And they then zero in. The bicycle helmet is clearly in charge to some extent here, because I just saw him give a hand motion. So he's looking at these folks that are doing the dancing. He says something. I couldn't make out what it was. He then kind of waves his hand a little bit at one of his officers, and the officer immediately moves in and begins to grab this couple, and here we go.
My name is Jefferson, you champion freestyle. We're moving!
Stop dancing. Stop. He's pulling this man away from what may be his wife, girlfriend, friend, I don't know, doesn't matter to me. But he's pulling these people apart, telling them to stop dancing. Is this what you want from America? Is this the society in which you want to live? Somebody must want this. Somebody out there must think that, yeah, we can't just be having people dancing. What kind of a place is? Bring back the Puritan age, why don't you? I mean, that's essentially
that lady's ankles are showing.
I thought we got past this 100 years ago. You know, it was a few years ago, Mark, on the show that we were talking about how in some places, like in New York, there are these cabaret licenses where this decrepit old law that essentially says that if you don't have a cabaret license or whatever, that you cannot have dancing at your business establishment. And these are just old, just outdated laws. And you look at that and you think, this is ludicrous. How could these still be on the books? But here we are today in 2011, and people are being arrested for dancing in public. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts coming up. Free Talk Live.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com. That's zeoking.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. The live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, those features including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the same page, and it's all there free, so go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month. And for fractions of a penny a piece, do it for the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. You can. They even have bulk discounts if you want to get a bunch, say, sell them in your store or at a flea market or something like that. It's LibertyStickers.com.
All right, so once again, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on dancing? Should it be illegal? I mean, can you believe that it's 2011 and that's the question? That's the ultimate question here, because that's what we're dealing with in Washington, D.C. today. Looks like at least half a dozen people. I haven't gotten an exact count.
My understanding is it's four.
Okay.
Four arrested.
A lot of people were arrested today for dancing in Washington, D.C.
I saw five myself, though, so that doesn't make any sense.
One of them body slammed to the ground.
Right, an Iraq War veteran body slammed to the ground and choked. What was he doing?
That's right, dancing.
Dancing.
He was dancing. Other people dancing, separated, told they can't dance, told they'll be arrested if they dance. They were arrested. They kicked the media out of the area, this public Jefferson Memorial.
They grabbed the NBC guy by the shoulder and like manhandle him right out of the Jefferson Memorial. What are they scared of?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, that's what
they're
always
doing. They're scared of people seeing this.
That's what they always say about putting cameras in public places to watch ordinary citizens. What are the cops scared of?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand how these public servants in 2011, in the day of micro cameras, don't have to have an audio and a video recording device on them at all times.
But wait a minute. Who are they serving? You called them public servants. Who are they serving in this case?
They're serving the government.
Wait a minute. Maybe you feel like you were served in this case. Maybe you listening are, yeah, go get those dancers. How dare they sway themselves?
No swaying.
How dare you boogie? No twisting. No boogieing.
There wasn't even boogieing or twisting. I mean, it was none of this dancing was even outrageous.
Well, I don't know how you define a boogie, but I think Adam Kokesh looked like he was having a good little time. And,
it barely got beyond nothing. You know, I mean, they even asked the cop, what is dancing?
No shimmying.
Movement of your body.
You will not shimmy. You will not do the limbo. You will not dance. You will not do as we... You will do what we say because we own you. Let's go to you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. We'll go to, I believe, Chris is listening in Somerville, Alabama, to WBHP. Hello, Chris.
Hey, hello. Good show, fellas.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I turned on the show when you were talking about the cash seizures from people. And it's, I'm a former police officer. And in the academy, all the time, they were constantly preaching getting seizures. Because it all went to the department.
Yeah, sure enough. Now, just to bring our listeners up to speed, you're there in the Huntsville area where you get actually an hour of our Friday night show before we go live on Saturday evening. So, yeah, police seizures, forfeitures, they love that stuff. It goes to the department. The war on drugs is the police's best friend, which is why...
Well, the higher-ups.
Yeah, they all benefit from it to some extent, overtime or whatever. But so what do you think about the dancing? And while we've got you on the line, it's talking about police abuse.
Well, anything that any D.C. police officer does, due to my own experience with them, does not surprise me. You know, everything that I've heard up until now, goes for par for the course for that bunch.
I feel like they should take D.C. and just saw it off and shove it into the Potomac.
That'd be great.
I've said worse, and I won't say it on the radio. I was there a few years ago with my family at night by the Lincoln Memorial. I went up to the department police officer, asked him a civil question, a direction on how to get to the Korean War Memorial. My answer was, step over here, do you have a firearm on you? I made the sad, sorry mistake of wearing my Glock shooting sports hat.
Oh, out no. There.
Yes. So, in other words, I got felt up looking to see, you know, asking a civil question and getting felt up by a police officer.
Protect and serve. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Can you imagine a guy goes and asks a cop for directions, which is what they're supposed to be doing. That's what they're supposed to do is give directions to ordinary folks. And he's got a hat on that supports his, you know, Second Amendment right. The cop feels the need to pat him up and pat him down. And, he's a suspect. He could be dangerous. I mean, this guy that's wearing a gun on the outside of his uniform is all concerned that this guy who's asking for directions, the Korean War Memorial, is going to shoot him.
Let's continue with Benjamin in California, watching on the studio cam. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live. Benjamin in California, going once.
Hey. No, hey. I just wanted to mention when you started playing that video, because I've been following this all day long. It's absolutely amazing. When you first you mentioned that the officer asked, who's in charge here?
Mm-hmm.
And someone raised their hand. They weren't raising their hands. They were pointing at Jefferson, the big giant statue of Jefferson.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. That's good. That's good to know. I appreciate the point of clarification on that. These guys certainly seemed, after that point, it seemed like these activists knew what they were doing. They seemed to handle the police pretty well, at least how they handled themselves. They didn't get violent. And I think from the activist perspective, they did everything right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was obvious the police were the aggressors. These activists weren't doing anything. I mean,
so crazy.
Honestly, they weren't even we talk about freedom of speech. They weren't even speaking. They were being silent.
That's
until
right.
The police decided to involve. The police were the ones who created a disturbance. It was the police. If the police hadn't shown up, nobody would have noticed. Nobody would have cared.
Does anyone know what these folks have been charged with at this point?
I think someone mentioned it somewhere, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
Okay.
I think Adam Kokesh mentioned what he got charged with, but I can't remember what it was. Something
I can't imagine he's been released. Oh, I guess he doesn't live there in D.C., so he could have gotten a ticket.
Adam's been released. He's out.
Okay. But the other folks, if they came in from the outside, they're going to be kept in jail all weekend, apparently.
That's what the officer said they were going to be. That was going to be done.
I've heard of that policy before. I've heard of that policy before. If you're not a D.C. resident, then they, you know, they need to make sure you're who you say you are or whatever. And so
that's so weird.
There.
I mean, what if I just give an address in D.C.?
Yeah, that's a good point, Mark.
I mean, do I have to carry my driver's license? I'm not driving the Jefferson Memorial, so I don't need to have my driver's license, right? Because all I have to do is identify myself. I can give my name and then give an address in town where I'm staying.
What did you think, Benjamin, about this? I mean, as somebody who has been on the show recently to talk about your arrest out in California for having a sign up on an overpass and wearing masks, did you think this was going to go down? Because it kind of caught me by surprise. Actually, it caught me by a lot by surprise.
You know, it is surprising because I assumed the police would try to do something to discourage the activists and there would be some kind of thing. But, you know, and I'm lucky when I was arrested, when me and my brother were arrested, you know, the cops didn't get overly violent. You know, we were put in cuffs and all that. But these people, Adam Kokesh getting thrown to the ground like that, body slammed, and then choked right afterwards.
Hmm.
The activists having their arms twisted. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
That amount of force being used to prevent people from swaying, and honestly, and they asked this in one of the videos, you know, what is dancing? Like,
and of course they were ignored. Of course, one of the most relevant questions asked of the police, well, you're not allowed to dance here. Well, what is dancing?
Right. Can I kind of, you know, I remember how George Jefferson used to walk in the Jeffersons? I believe they call that a pimp. But, you know, this sort of stylized walking. Is that dancing?
Look, I'll know it when I see it, son.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Benjamin, for the call. Appreciate the thoughts at 800-259-9231. Let's go to ladies first here. Kaylee, listening in Pennsylvania to XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Kaylee.
Hi.
Hey, Kaylee. Are you listening to Extreme XM tonight?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. You're our first caller ever from Extreme XM. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What exactly were they charged with?
Well, we will try to ascertain that information here. I'm going to guess disorderly conduct.
Because disorderly conduct is the thing that they charge people with when there's a law against doing what you do.
I'll tell you what, Kaylee, hang on. We'll bring you back here. I'm sure you've got some thoughts you want to share. 800-259-9231. We'll see if we can dig up some more details here. Maybe we can get Adam on the show tonight at some point. I don't know if that's possible. We'll see. It fell in my lap 15 minutes before we went to air. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition.
Memorial Day on history. Don't miss the deadliest battle fought on American soil. It lasted 3 days. Two armies went in. One nation came out. If I only could make a deal with God. From executive producers Ridley Scott and Tony Scott, Gettysburg. Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on history. Made every day.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a 1 month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a 2 month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase, whatever it is you need to get. So once again, go shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
LibertyManiacs.com. It's the largest online brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. They've got a no-hassle, money-back guarantee on all products, new products almost every day. LibertyManiacs.com, I've got some t-shirts from there, and it's good stuff. LibertyManiacs.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. For those of you just tuning in, outrageous news out of Washington, D.C. today, where nearly half a dozen liberty-minded activists were arrested for dancing. They were at the Jefferson Memorial, a wide-open place. They were enjoying their own tunes, and some of them had headphones in their ears. A couple were just dancing with one another. They weren't getting in anybody's way or anything like
that. There wasn't any loud music being played on some kind of boombox.
The police threatened them with arrest, then proceeded to arrest multiple people, throwing one man onto the ground. We're actually going to have him. He's Adam Kokesh from RT. He'll be here to talk to us, I think, coming up in the next hour. Just tell us more about what went on, because the news coverage is pretty slim. WTOP covered this, a talk radio down there, as well as the NBC affiliate. And not a lot of detail. They don't even mention what people were charged with. So just kind of really crappy reporting jobs.
Well, I don't know that they know.
Well, there is that possibility. In some cases, the police refuse to release that information.
Still figuring that out. We can hold them for 24 hours.
Yeah, it's a good point. But from what I understand, Adam has been released, so we will be able to get him on the phone here. We'll continue with your thoughts. But if you want to see this video, I posted it up at freekeen.com. It's the first post right there at the top of the blog, so you can go check that out. And I'm sure Adam's going to have it up at adamversustheman.com as well. Let's continue, though. We've got Kaylee listening in Pennsylvania, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Kaylee.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think it's ridiculous that they got arrested for just dancing.
Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't, but
It's as outrageous as it sounds. I don't feel like we're embellishing this at all, are we, Mark?
I think that it might draw up a picture of more people dancing than what we say. The fact is, five people got arrested. Those were the only people dancing. Two of them were a couple kind of swaying back and forth. And then once they got arrested, three more people kind of started jumping around and gyrating a little just to see whether the cops would arrest them, too. And sure enough.
Sure did.
It was nuts.
So how does this make you feel?
I mean, what's next? I start drawing in public and I get arrested because they don't like what I'm drawing. They were creatively expressing themselves, and they got arrested for it. So,
that's a great question. What is next? And I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be what you suggested. Ma'am, we can't have you drawing a picture of that building. There's a possibility of terrorism.
You could be a terrorist taking out the place.
Terrorism, ma'am.
I mean, it's ridiculous that they were creatively expressing themselves, and they weren't harming anybody. They could have done a lot worse.
Good thoughts, Kaylee. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Creativity is not allowed. This is Washington, D.C. 1-800.
We just don't need this place anymore, America. Get rid of it.
Right. What do you want? Do you really still want the federal government around? What do you want them for? What is the point? All they do is put you in danger and threaten you and scare you and take from you. And put your friends and your family and maybe even you in cages. What the hell do you want these people for? You believe they're protecting you? From what?
I think they create as many problems. Create more problems than they solve.
Absolutely. Let's continue with your thoughts. Bill is listening to WKHM in Jackson, Michigan. Hey, Bill. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Bill going once. Bill going twice. Let's try instead. Chris, listening in Abilene to KFNA-FM. Hello, Chris.
Take my call. Hello. Love the show.
Is this Chris?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Is this Chris?
It is.
All right, Chris, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, again, thanks for taking my call. Love
no
the show.
Problem. No problem.
Kind of mixed views on this, if you will. I am a police officer. I think the fact that they were arrested for what they were doing was ridiculous in the first place. Should have never happened. If it was me in my town, sit back, watch them, whatever, you know, they're having a
exactly.
good time.
Exactly. Right, this would have been the win for the cops, by the way. And I understand they've got to do what they've got to do. But the win here would have been, all right, let these people dance for 15 minutes. They'll go away.
Right. Well, and I totally agree with you. On the other hand, when they were asked this first, of course, like I said, I'm police officer. So my opinion is biased. I'll admit to that. But when you ask dispersed, in Texas the law is, well, you disperse.
But can you just ask anybody you don't like to go away from somewhere as a police officer?
No, not because of the fact you don't like them, not at all.
So then wouldn't you agree that it was ludicrous for them to be asked to disperse in the first place?
I do. I don't feel like there was any kind of danger to themselves or others, so I don't see why they were dispersed in the first place. The only other comment I've gotten, then I'll hang up and listen to you. Of course, when they were asked first, they didn't, and then they were placed under arrest for whatever reason. The one gentleman that I remember seeing in the video, I believe it was a brown shirt. Of course, he was on the floor, and he was holding on to another gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
They separated the two. Anyway, he was hiding his hands underneath his body, and the police tried to put him in custody. Now, in Texas, the law is, if you're placed under arrest, whether it's either false or for good reason, you have to abide. Now, the only reason to use force is if the police use excessive force. Don't know that I agree with that either, but that's the law. And like I said, his hands were under his body. I can understand them wanting to see his hands or don't tell him if he might have had a weapon. I don't know the case. I doubt it, but who knows? So,
yeah,
anyway,
that would make things worse. It would be a really bad idea to go to D.C. to do civil disobedience with a gun on you or some kind of a weapon. That place is completely intolerant of anybody carrying anything for their self-defense. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts. 1-800-259-9231.
Like, I get where he's coming from on this. If the cops are going to place you under arrest, resisting is futile. There's really no point in it. Those guys.
Well, no, I think there is a point. I mean,
resistance?
Resistance, I don't like that term, but that's what they're going to call anybody who doesn't assist them in the arrest. If
this
you just
guy
go
wasn't
limp,
just not assisting. This guy was holding his arms
good
as tight
for him,
as
man.
He could.
I support people that do that.
I'm not saying he doesn't have a right to do
right.
it.
I support people that do that. If more people did that, and I've not gone that far with it myself, I kind of waded into those waters slightly, but not really. If more people would go in that direction, it would make their jobs all the more difficult. And the more difficult it is for them to handle a situation like this, the better, as far as I'm concerned. You know, sit people in front of police cars, make it difficult for them to do this. They're hurting people, and it's wrong.
They're going to hurt you if you try to
they
keep
sure
your arms
will.
In front of you. They're really going to hurt you.
Absolutely right. That's what they do.
That once they decide they're going to arrest, they're going to arrest.
Absolutely. I don't recommend that anybody put themselves in
That's
harm's
what I'm
way.
Saying.
I don't recommend that, because these cops can be out of control. They can be very, very violent. They can be very dangerous.
Now, these guys lost control of this situation even when, because there weren't enough cops for the people that were dancing. They didn't even bring 5 cops. And this is ludicrous. I mean, they were informed that this was going on, that this was going to happen. They bring 4 cops. It's ridiculous. And so they, you know, people were getting up from their seated positions with handcuffs on and continuing to dance. It was insane.
Let's continue here with your thoughts. Dan, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm surprised I got through. It's such a ridiculous situation. It makes me angry inside because I keep having to hear about or deal with people who have authority and they abuse the authority over and over again, and no supervisor looked at them or reined them in, whether you're dealing with the security guard, police, people that work in the government at different levels, the embassy, whatever level it is like the supervisor turns away and looks away and ignores everything that's going on and just lets them keep abusing their power over and over again.
Well, in this case, the supervisor was ordering people.
Yeah, the supervisor was there directing the situation. The supervisor wanted this to happen.
Well, the supervisor, maybe of those few people, I would think that he works for somebody else at a higher level.
And likely he's taking orders from those people as well.
Yeah, it's. I trust the low-level cop more than I trust the high-level cop, quite frankly.
I don't trust any of them. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, if you're on the lines and you want to get your thoughts out, stick with us. We will get to you. Hour number 2 is next. Adam is coming on from Adam versus the Man. He was the guy body slammed in the video.
The Iraq War veteran that was strangled by the cop.
Right, which you can see over at freekeen.com. It's there right now for you. I'm sure it's also over at adamversustheman.com. So we'll have Adam. He'll tell his part of the story. We'll come back to you and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. You can take control here. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 next.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.